Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 24th parak of Maseches Kelim, and we are up to Parak Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Shalosh Pinksoyos Hein, there are three types of tablets that they would write on. Ha'e Piforen Tamei Medras. An Apiforen, where the surface is covered with sand, and you just trace out the words, could become Tamei Tumas Medras, because you could also sit on it. That's the common theme of all these Mishnayos. V'sheyeshba Beis Kibul Shava Tamei Tamei Meis. And if it has wax that you sort of etch in what you're trying to write in it, so it's tummy tumas mace, because it's considered to have a base cubel. The chalaka tahor mikluman. If it's just totally smooth and no one would sit on it, so then it has no base cubel, then it's entirely tahor. Mishneches shalosh mitos hein. There are three types of beds. Ha'asui l'shchiv tmei medras. If it's meant to lie down on, it's tummy tumas medras. V'shal zagogin tmei tmei mace. If it's for a glass maker, then it's tummy tumas mace, because it has a rim around it, so it has a base cubel, but no one would sit on it. You'll break something, or you'll cut yourself open from shards of glass. Vishal sarag in tar miklum, and if it's for someone who makes nets, then it's tar entirely, because it's just a pshute kliyets. That's not makabeltum at all. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin, we spoke about three different types of tablets that are used for writing in Mishnah Ches, three different types of beds, and once again following the same pattern, that those things that you could sit on are tamei medras, those things that are functional kelim, particularly that base kibul, are tamei tumas meis, and those things that are not functional kelim are tahor miklum, are entirely tahor. But next time we'll pick up with Parak Chaf Dalet, Mishnah Tes.